It's like, therefore, he must have specifically chosen me to have this injury, but to be able to show people that despite what limitations other people may put on you, despite limitations of what you may put on yourself, that you are more than capable of being able to accomplish those things. And so I've always try to find ways to inspire other people. And that's typically what I led with. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe I should write a book to help children, help build their confidence.
Hey, y'all. Hey, it's your host, Paisa Noel. And welcome to the Paisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS. A talk show based in LA, California, where most of the guests reside. Also a talk show where we always find that laugh. I am stoked that we have officially arrived at PNS Season 2, themed Overcoming the Odds and Pursuing Passion. In addition, PNS viewers and listeners have now been named, drumroll, Paisa Noel Show Passion Propellers and Bold Beauties. You may be saying, what do that mean? Well, all that means is that you are bold, beautiful, and not just pursuing, but propelling your passion. And if you're not, quote unquote, yet, I think you will after hearing these stories. Throughout my journey as a former professional dancer turned talk show creator, I have met some fascinating people with inspiring stories. Let's dive on in and hear them. Peace out.
I've always lived with Erb's palsy, and Erb's palsy is basically an injury that occurs during delivery when your brachial nerves that are connected to your spinal cord are either torn, severed, bruised, stretched, which can cause a lot of damage and allow you to lose mobility in that arm, to have sensitivity when it comes to feeling, you know, and sensitivity in your hands and your arm. And then it also impacts the growth of your arm. So range of motion, growth, and the sensitivity. So my left arm is shorter than my right arm. And then I'm unable to lift my left arm kind of above shoulder level. So actually I'm raising it now, and this is about as high as I can raise it on my own.
Now continuing to part two with Adrian Free on PNS.
And so, yeah, I started out in dance, so doing the ballet, tap, jazz, and recitals, and then went on to competition. After graduating high school, I danced in college, and I was actually the captain of the dance team in college. Yes. And then after graduating college, I went on and did some semi-pro dancing here in Virginia. And then I became a fitness instructor. I remember getting to a point where I was like, hey, I know I want to continue dancing. How can I make this work out to where I can kind of get paid for this? Where can it kind of be like a trade, you know? And then that's where I found dance fitness and being a group fitness instructor. I pursued that. I started out getting my AFLA group certification. And that was so by chance to a degree, because I was helping somebody else study for their personal fitness. And I think it was personal trainer certification. And I was like, you know, I think I can do this and like dance, teach people and get paid for it and help people to get healthy. Oh, I think I need to start studying for this too. And so, like I said, I started on that path. And in addition to being a group fitness instructor, which took me several different paths, I also started doing praise dance at my church, of which I'm also a lead in the ministry as well for the praise dance team. So yeah, so dance has been, like I said, that constant throughout life. And I'm so grateful for it. Like, I'm so glad dance found me. I found it. I think you mentioned something about me as far as doing Zumba. I walked into a Zumba class and fell in love and started teaching Zumba, became a mixed fit national trainer and started training people. Yes. Yeah, so wherever there was dance and there was a way to connect with people, to bring them joy, to help get them healthy, to be able to just leave a positive impact on an individual, I wanted to do it. And some of those things, I kind of fell into them because maybe I was trying to pursue something a little different. But then it was like, hey, we could use you over here. And I was like, okay, you know? Yeah. So I've done a lot with dance. And so that is like my true number one passion above all. Okay. And that's where we, you know, that's where our bond got even stronger, even though we were just kids, you know, because then we danced together and, you know, it all just kind of grew from there.
Now I'm going to toot some more for her horn, because I know she can't say everything, but let me like just talk about this again. So we're talking about defying the odds. There were so many odds that could have been put against her with an arm that like doesn't have full mobility and a shorter, and like she still found a way to do all the choreography. You don't even notice. Like I'll say the naysayers would say, why would you go and dance? Because you can't, you know, use that. You can't really use that arm. Well, she showed, yes, I can. Watch what it can do. Watch it do what it do. Right. And not only was she dancing, but number one, she was in competition dance. So she was like killing competition dance, not just like the remedial and the regular, not the regular, but like the full on competition dance, all different styles. And then in all these things, if you didn't hear, she was leading in everything. So I just think that's amazing. Adrian does everything in excellence and like above everybody else. I'm like, you're still doing better than me. It shows us that there is no excuse. And also it shows you purpose, because Adrian has a purpose to inspire and to teach and to lead and to dance. You really used your gift and you really pursued your passion. And although it may look differently, I think you listened to God saying, this is your gift. Use it.
Amen. I did. Yeah. And I always knew that if there was something, there was a greater purpose in me. Mm-hmm. I always knew that. And I knew I always had the responsibility to inspire other people. I believe God doesn't do anything on accident, right? There is intention and purpose behind everything. And so it's like, therefore, he must have specifically chosen me to have this injury, but to be able to show people that despite what limitations other people may put on you, despite limitations of what you may put on yourself, that you are more than capable of being able to accomplish those things. And so I've always tried to find ways to inspire other people. And that's typically what I led with. Even though it was like, yes, I love to dance, I always would also think, if I'm able to get on this dance team, if I'm able to cheer on this cheerleading squad, if I'm able to dance within this dance ministry, I'm being able to put in a place where I could be used to inspire other people. And so I always knew I had that calling on my life. I always knew I was, you know, built this way for a greater purpose. And I just always, that I have to listen, that I have to walk in that, right? Because otherwise, what am I doing? You know, so I always just try to lead with that, with whatever I'm doing. And thankfully, yeah, I've been in positions where it's like, hey, would you mind leading? You know, or hey, we vote you to lead, you know. And sometimes I'm like, what? Me? But I accept it now. But that's kind of where I get that motivation from, too, to be able to overcome things that don't seem as if I could do them.
Are there any other passions that you want to discuss before we get to your book?
I'm trying to think. I love bands. That was brass captain too. Only reason I'm pointing all this out
again. You are born a leader. I love it. I love it. I love it so much.
So I played the trumpet and the flugelhorn. And so I realized that that's something that I could use the keys with my right hand, and I can position it and hold it in place with my left hand underneath it. Once I figured that out, that was it.
That is brilliant. The way you figured out your instrument, just brilliant.
Thank you.
Man, I didn't know you played two instruments too. A funny story, I just remember our two bands, and my band was so square. It was like we were playing March of the Bumblebee and y'all was over there getting down. So then every time I see that movie.
Yeah, I did track in middle school. Yeah. Like I tried, ooh. Adrian Free tried everything.
Yeah.
You gonna tell Adrian Free she can't do it. Oh, Adrian's gonna try. So yeah, I did track in middle school, cheer, you know, that was another thing. And a lot of things are not necessarily like it's a passion, but I just really enjoyed doing them. Oh, basketball. That's it. Oh, okay. Yeah. I love basketball. I did. Yeah, I did basketball in middle school. And then I was on the JV high school team. And then I had to kind of pick because once again, Adrian was in everything.
Yeah, so, you can do all of that.
Yeah, my mom and dad were like, okay, Adrian, you got to pick some. So, and you know, dance is number one. So dance really picked up and I was like, okay, I think I just want to focus on dance because I know I wanted to do that when I went to college. So I let basketball go. But yeah, I did so many different things. Yeah, whatever interests me, I was trying it. I was figuring it out.
Oh, that's amazing. So cool. Now I want to know about Differently Daphne. Yes. I want to know how you got into, like, you guys, she's also an author. So, like, I want to know how all this happened and just all the spiel on this.
Yes. So, Differently Daphne. Funny enough, I was chosen or hired, I should say, to lead a flash mob and to choreograph it for an individual that I worked with that had stepped out to pursue her own business and everything. And she was hosting this seminar and it was for authors. She loved dance too. So she was like, hey, I want to incorporate dance some way, somehow. And she was like, I think it'd be cool to do a flash mob. So she hired me to do that. And in the midst of me being there, I remember thinking to myself, I could either stay for the seminar or I could go home. You know, what do I want to do? Even though it wasn't wasn't necessarily for me because I wasn't an author, I still wanted to show up for her, you know? So I was like, you know, I'm going to stay. And so I sat in the classes and everything, was learning with all the authors. And I happened to meet an individual that had written a children's book. So we exchanged information. We were connecting. She was really cool. We were laughing. She was part of the flash mob. I remember thinking, I might want to write a children's book at some point in time. So let me just, you know, let me just take her information. Who knows? So during the pandemic, I was sitting and thinking, and I was like, you know, I want to learn a little bit more about my injury because growing up, I didn't know a lot about it. So let me kind of look into it. And as I was kind of doing research and I was connecting with different groups on Facebook and things of that nature, especially after reading posts from parents and everything, I feel like these parents could really use a book that helps them to be able to have conversations with their children about the injury to help and encourage them to be able to not be held back by the disability. And one that just kind of helps open up communication between the parent and the child. And so I was like, you know what? Maybe I should write a book to help children, help build their confidence, you know, for children that have brachial plexus injuries or perhaps any kind of limb difference, to be able to walk with confidence, have self-reassurance, and teach them about the importance of surrounding themselves with positive people. So I just started, you know, writing out little ideas here and there. And then it just really kind of weighed on me at one point when I started thinking about trying to do something else, that it was like, no, you got to finish this book. Like, I just felt this weight. So I said, you know what? Let me connect with the person that I met. I connected with her. She had a class. Long story short, she ended up being my publisher. She really, like, really believed in my story, just was so helpful in ensuring that what message I wanted to get out came across effectively. And I remember she made a joke and she was like, you really had this thing down. I really didn't have to do too much at all. So it just kind of started from there. It was in the pandemic where we had nothing but time and space and conversation with ourselves and whoever else is in your house. And so it really made you reflect on, like, okay, what things could I be doing differently? What things do I need to appreciate more, what things have I been sitting on that I can actively pursue to kind of take my life in the direction I want it to go. And so, like I said, I just started writing my book and ideas kept coming. You know, I was just like, Lord, give me the ideas, help me to be able to tell my story through Daphne in a way that resonates with both the parent and the child. And 6 months later, Differently Daphne was born.
That's fast. 6 months. Yeah.
6 months.
And it's so good. I have to admit, I cried. I love the book. If y'all are listening on podcast, get on the YouTube for a second and look at the book. So that's the book. And like the illustrations are beautiful. The wording is beautiful. As I'm looking at the picture, what's your story with the butterfly? I see that's a represented thing.
Yes. So the butterfly to me symbolizes the fact that we are all different, right? We're all unique. We all have our own quirks and we all have our own strengths, weaknesses. We're all different, but yet we are all beautiful, right? Yeah. So it doesn't take away from our beauty. And I feel like butterflies represent that to me. I don't think anybody can look at a butterfly and be like, oh, it's ugly. You know, they're all different, but they're all really beautiful. And so I wanted to use that as a like universal symbol for my logo and for my books, because I just want to remind each child that even though they are different, they are still beautiful.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love that. I did not think you were going to say that. I thought you were going to say just like how it turns from a caterpillar to a butterfly and develops, which that's also an angle, but I did not think of that angle. And I've never noticed that. I've never seen an ugly butterfly. Like, that is so true. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you're so smart. You are smart. You was kind. And you is important, girl. You is important.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is amazing. Can you tell everybody how to get your book?
Yes. So you can purchase my book through my personal website, which is www.authoradriannefree. And that's A-D-R-I-A-N-N-E. free.com. Yes. And because typically everybody spells, most people spell Adrian with E-N-N-E. So A-N-N-E. Yes,
got it.
Yes. And you can also find my book on Amazon, Target online, Walmart, Barnes and Noble, Books a Million. So I'm a little bit of everywhere.
Yes. All over the place. That is amazing.
Yeah.
So, of course, your info will be in the details. You guys, make sure you purchase the book. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you have any youth or anybody younger around, make sure you get it for them. And like I said, it doesn't matter because it really touched me. And it reminded me of some principles that sometimes I can forget. So I just really encourage you to do that. And to end it up, I just want to know if you have any final words or anything to leave us with.
I think one thing I would leave people with is to trust in your abilities and your God-given gift, right? Trust that and let that lead, you know, because it helps you to find your purpose. It helps you to be able to leave a positive impact on this world. And it just helps you to find the ultimate joy and fulfillment in your life. And even if you have to do things in a different way, it is okay. Because like differently, Daphne, you learn that your difference is what makes you stand out. And it's the thing that helps propel you into what you are meant to do and helps to teach you that life is limitless as long as you believe in yourself and just trust your abilities.
Yes, I love that.
Hey, PNS fam. Well, I hope you enjoyed our interview. It was such an amazing time and always a great opportunity to chat with my girl, Paisa Noelle. She is such a beautiful soul and I just love her. But I had to come back on and do a quick little video because I forgot something super special and super important. I don't know how I did that. I think our conversation was just so good. I forgot. And if you know me, you know, I love a good PS. So, but anyway, when I was thinking about the inspiration behind my characters and differently Daphne, I thought back on the experiences I had when I was growing up as a child. And considering that Daphne had some best friends, Maddie and Chloe, that she found when she entered into her first years of school, I wanted them to be supportive, encouraging, and uplifting, because that's exactly what I had. I thought back on three really good friends of mine, and of one of those was Paisa Noel. So Paisa, when you read about Maddie and Chloe, think of yourself because you were that for me. Thank you so much for accepting me, loving me, being so supportive of me, just really showing me that I had no difference and I was just as amazing as anyone else. I really appreciate you and I hope that brings joy to your heart. Thank you so much once again and good luck on the season of the PNS show. I hope to do more with you in the future and I love you, girl. See you later. Bye.
Well, thank you so much, everybody. Now you see why this is the poster queen for overcoming the odds and pursuing passion. And I know you guys were inspired today. So go inspire someone else. Spread the inspiration and share this episode with some other people that could learn and grow from this. Yes. Thank you so much, Adrian, and have a blessed night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to the Paisa Noel Show, hashtag PNS. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, got something out of it, and found that laugh somewhere. If you are a visual person like me and you want to see these stunning guests in their interviews, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel at The Paisa Noel Show PNS. If you're feeling the PNS podcast, please hook a sister up with a fantastic rate and review. Okay. They just got the option on Spotify now too. So, you know, hook a girl up. Last but not least, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Paisa Noel Show. Blessings, love, and laughter, y'all. Peace out.